when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
ES Audio.
What's up? I'm John Weeks, and this is the Evening Standard's Tech and Science Daily. Coming up, the TikTok 10-second grope videos explained. First, though, fears about the use of artificial intelligence have broken into another industry, Hollywood. Around 160,000 actors have gone on strike over pay, but also over fears that they may be replaced by digital replicas. The Screen Actors Guild wants guarantees from studios and filmmakers that AI and computer-generated faces and voices will not be used to replace actors. Big studios have offered a proposal to resolve the issue, but the SAG union has slammed the offer, saying that they proposed that background performers should be able to be scanned, get paid for one day's pay, and their company should own that scan of their image and be able to use it for the rest of eternity. The European Space Agency is trying to alter the path of a satellite that's running out of fuel and is due to hurtle towards the Earth. Aeolus has been in orbit since 2018, observing wind patterns to provide more accurate weather forecasts. The ESA says it's going to attempt a first-of-its-kind manoeuvre, using the remaining fuel to direct the satellite so it falls into the sea. The space agency is holding two media briefings next week to explain the operation, which is expected towards the end of the month. Now, for Nothing. The young London tech brand Nothing has just released its second smartphone, the Nothing Phone 2, and it's once again impressing largely for its design.
The hardware for the new phone looks gorgeous. It's a real step up from last year's Nothing Phone 1, but it clearly is from the same family. It has the distinctive transparent back and Glyphs, which is the name they give to rows of LEDs underneath.
Our tech journalist David Phelan's been testing the device, which was officially unveiled this week. The centrepiece, once again, is the LEDs on the back. They do more than just flash up for fun, though, and can be used as a countdown timer or to show how far away your Uber is without needing to look at the screen. The phone isn't packed with flagship specs, but does offer some unique software features, such as turning all app icons monochrome to make them less appealing and help you cut down your screen time. David reckons the phone suits a very specific type of consumer.
If you like the look of the iPhone, but you fancy an Android phone instead, this could definitely be the right phone for you.
Protests have broken out on TikTok after a court in Italy cleared a school caretaker of groping a young girl because it lasted for seconds. The girl, who was 17 and at school when it happened, said the man approached her from behind, put his hands in her knickers, and slightly lifted her in the air as she pulled up her trousers. A panel of judges said in their ruling that the whole thing lasted about 5 to 10 seconds and was done without libidinous or lusty intent. It prompted TikTokers to post 10-second grope videos, groping themselves with the hashtags 10 seconds and quick grope. Actor and comedian Paolo Camilli, who stars in The White Lotus, has got involved too, posting a TikTok of him fondling his chest for 10 seconds and said, "If this is not harassment, what is?" The World Health Organization says an artificial sweetener found in thousands of products like fizzy drinks, ice cream, and chewing gum is a possible cause of cancer. a report by the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer, classified aspartame as possibly carcinogenic to humans. The IARC has two more serious categories, probably carcinogenic to humans and carcinogenic to humans, but a panel of experts has said the sugar substitute is safe in limited quantities, and the WHO said to exceed the daily guideline, a person weighing 70 kilograms would need to consume more than between 9 and 14 cans of diet soft drink a day. Coming up, is Europe's all-time temperature record about to be broken? Plus, the high number of Tinder users already in a relationship. Why not hit follow and give us a rating during the break?
Expressing your love can look many different ways. And with the right jewelry gift from Blue Nile, it can truly sparkle. Blue Nile's collection of classic diamond jewelry makes for the kind of gift that speaks volumes without saying a single word. Or switch things up with a sapphire piece sure to spark conversation. Either way, Blue Nile's diamond guarantee ensures you get the highest quality at the best price. Express yourself with Blue Nile, the original online jeweler, at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back. Forecasters are warning Europe's all-time temperature record could be broken in the coming days as Spain, Italy and Greece face a second blistering hot spell. Following the Charon hot spell this week, which saw temperatures in Italy topping 40 degrees Celsius, it's thought the Cerberus heatwave could send temperatures as high as 45 degrees Celsius over the weekend. The upcoming hot period's been named after the three-headed dog in ancient Greek mythology who guarded the gates to the underworld. Several countries have prepared emergency measures, with cities in Greece changing public sector working hours and opening up air-conditioned areas to the public. Fans of the FIFA football video games have been left frustrated with the trailer for EA's latest title, EA Sports FC 24. It's the first EA football game not to include the FIFA name over rights issues, but what fans are really upset about is the lack of gameplay shown in the trailer. One commenter on YouTube said it showed 99.9% animation, 0.1% gameplay, while another said, "We must appreciate the 1 second of gameplay shown by EA in this trailer." The latest title is the first to introduce women players into Ultimate Team, lets gamers build teams with both men's and women's stars on the pitch at the same time. And finally, researchers in France who interviewed Tinder users have discovered that two-thirds of those on the app are already in a relationship. The research also found that almost half of users aren't actually interested in finding dates. Their study showed that many people stay active on dating apps, even if they don't want to date, for the same reasons they use social media, collecting matches and likes to boost their confidence. Teams at the University of Picardy, Jules Verne, said it leads to a game of deception because those actually looking for a partner are less likely to find someone, as so few people on the app have the same intentions. You're up to date. Come back at 4 o'clock for the Leader podcast. We will be back on Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. See you then.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.